7th brings the super full pink moon.
I got a bit excited, and you can't tell me you didn't notice the moon.
No, it was huge.
Huge. It's a super moon. And this is a pink moon, apparently. Super moon is quite rare, and I think we're getting a couple of them quickly.
Get two in a week.
Yeah.
And one of them's pink.
But what do they mean? I have no idea. But astrologer Rose Smith joins us this morning. Rose, good morning. What does a super moon mean?
What does it mean? Mm. It's basically when the moon comes closer to the Earth than what it normally does. So we usually have a super moon every 12 to 14 months, but this year we've got two, so we're doubly fortunate.
Is it that thing, you know, when everyone goes, like I used to DJ in nightclubs, Rose, back in my cooler days, and every time you get there and you'd set up to do your set, the security guards would all do the same warning. Careful, everyone. Full moon.
They
full
do that moon. In the hospitals, don't they?
Yeah. It's going to go down tonight. It's going to go on. So does it actually send people crazy? Is it, and why does it do that?
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't make people do anything. People choose to do what they do. But what it does do is it sort of, if you think of it, it influences people to allow energies to come out that have been repressed.
Okay.
Deep down in their bodies. So the energy to be crazy is always there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of being human. But when the moon is full and it comes closer, it operates, if you like, on our subconscious. And so these things come out and, you know, and it's a well-known fact. Everybody in emergency services and organisations know that there could be trouble on a full moon more so than usual.
Mm. Because I guess we're just full of water and it does affect the tides,
That's
doesn't
true.
It, the moon. So
That's true.
Without being all like all spiritual, I guess, it does scientifically have an effect on a lot of things in the world.
Oh, absolutely. And we are 70% of water or something like that. And look what it does to the tides.
Mm.
So at the very least, you know, you're probably feeling a bit stressed, especially if you're a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. It's probably affecting you more because you've already got a lot of emotion there. So those signs are likely to be the most emotional.
Plus werewolves everywhere.
Yeah, all the werewolves are definitely affected.
You don't need to answer that seriously, Rose. Okay, you really don't. So it is officially tonight. What star signs, you just mentioned some of the water star signs are going to be affected. Who, I guess, is going to benefit most from this full moon?
I guess the fire signs, because the water gives them, you know, the balance to their fiery emotions. So Aries, Leo and Sagittarius are probably looking more fortunate.
Maddie's stuff comes
up and it won't be dealt with in such a fiery, passionate way.
What is Gemini? What star sign is that?
Gemini is an air sign. So we're sort of intermediate Gemini, Libra and Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Air signs. We can still get upset because water and air, the air can whip the water into a frenzy, you know, and you get like large waves, so it can still be turbulent.
What would you say, just say there's someone listening right now and they're thinking, today's the day, I'm going to ring my partner, I'm going to break up with them. I've been thinking about it, but I'm feeling like today's the day. Do they go for it or do they just sit tight, wait for the big old super pink moon to chill off and then make a decision on it?
Yeah, good question.
Rose says good question. It's a good question.
You love a breakup story.
I do.
Just my personal opinion. Mm. It's not a good time to be making really important decisions if you can possibly put them off. I mean, if you're going to break up with somebody, what does it matter if you wait a couple more days?
Mm.
And just do it with a clear head without having all these subconscious things coming up and then you have to deal with those and a breakup.
See, I've just saved a family there, haven't I, Rose?
Only a couple of days. You've only delayed the inevitable, really.
Delayed the pain.
Well, you're making the decision with a clear head.
Yeah. So what is it we're supposed to do? Are we supposed to get everything in line? Are we just supposed to sit tight on all decisions at the moment?
Yeah, I need to know whether I have Thai or Italian tonight. So
you're not taking this seriously, do you?
No, I am. So.
Decisions of consequence. If there's no reason to make it today, I wouldn't make it today.
So don't get takeaway, buddy.
Right. Don't get takeaway.
God damn. But isn't there going to be another super moon, like Stav was saying, quite
quite close. Recent after this one.
Yes, yeah, there's another one coming up. And in May, there's a lot happening in May in the heavens. So there's Mercury going retrograde, ooh, which can result in miscommunications. That's at the end of the month. Pluto, that's another thing. Pluto is going retrograde today.
Right.
And Pluto is about birth, death and rebirth. And it could be that somebody from the past comes back. When Pluto and Mercury both go retrograde together at the end of next month, it could be that somebody from the past comes back, because it is about rebirth. Or you go back to an old job you used to do, or an old hobby that you haven't done for years because you've been too busy or whatever, you know.
Right. You guys are planning a party, so.
We are. Mm-hmm. We're planning Abby's 40th birthday.
Thai takeaway.
Oh, this is going to be good. I feel like this super pink moon actually is going to be the best thing for us. Thank you, Rose Smith. We really appreciate it this morning.
No worries. Have a good day.
And
thank you.
Can
thank
check
you,
out your website, absolutesoulsecrets.com. It's Stav, Abby and Matt here at B105.